I love coming into a new year, and as I record this, I'm getting ready to do that. I love the thought of new starts, of growing, learning, changing, and I think most people do. Most of us are excited about the possibility of a vision to become another kind of person, but we get stuck with it. And I think almost everybody knows the experience of setting a resolution for a new year and then having it not get followed through on. According to one survey, more than 90% of us cannot make New Year's resolutions come true. Millions of us give up on it. We actually know right now that they will not last for more than a week. We don't even expect them to happen. Well, that's because of a problem that has to do with the nature of the human condition and the will and what a resolution can and cannot do for us. And there's something that is actually much more powerful in life than setting resolutions, and that's what we're invited to live into. So I want to talk about that in these few moments today. Whenever you're watching this and you're thinking about a new season of life ahead of you. But before I can get to what it is that's more powerful than a resolution, we need to talk about the nature of resolutions a bit. And I want to do that by summarizing a conversation that went on years ago with Frank Pastore and a very smart man by the name of Dallas Willard. Frank said, everyone can relate to having a New Year's resolution. They were talking right around the time of the New Year. Often New Year's resolutions will involve something like this and my relationship to something like this. This is, by the way, a Twinkie, one of the great proofs for the existence of God or the world. But in a fallen world, these can do damage. We've extended all kinds of effort on our resolutions, and yet they tend to fail. And Dallas, you've said that it's not primarily about trying harder. Getting the role of our desires and our will in a structure can really help. Dallas responds, putting pressure on the will alone will always fail. Let me say that again, because this is key for resolutions and going into a new year, all of our hopes and expectations. Putting pressure on the will alone will always fail. So often people think that the spiritual life means trying really, really hard not to go for the Twinkie, whatever your Twinkie is. And you might think right now about, what's my Twinkie? What is it that if I'm not living the kind of life that I want to in this coming year is going to get in the way? And it might be food. It might be sex. It might be money. It might be fame. It might be success. It might be what do other people think of me. It might be some kind of habit. We all got a Twinkie. We all wrestle with a Twinkie. Della said, what you have to understand is what is the context in which the will works, a context of well-being in which well-doing makes sense. Most people in our day cannot say no to a Twinkie because they lack a vision of life in which they would be happy without the Twinkie. Dallas talks about how will is about deliberation. And that liberation word in there means freedom. It's about setting us free, but most of us do not experience the freedom for that. The way of trying, he goes on to say, is a proven failure. That's why we say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Actually, Dallas says the road to hell is paved with bad intentions also. So good intentions are not all that bad. They're much better than bad intentions. But here's the key. You have to understand that intentions do not carry you. What carries you, and I want to shift over to the overhead camera now. What carries you, what is much more powerful in the long run than resolutions, Dallas says, is your vision of life. Now, as a follower of Jesus, the idea is that I trust him, and he is in effect carrying me. That's my vision of life. I still act, I still choose, I'm very active, but I don't have to make it happen. I'm now living in his kingdom, so I no longer have to struggle in the same way carrying the burden of outcomes. One man said, do the do's, and you don't have to worry about the don'ts. That's a big part of the secret of the Christian life. in this conversation with Dallas, Frank talked about something as momentous as not sinning. Just think about desire. Could be for something that's really expensive, could be for sex, could be whatever it is. What happens is when I think about it, when I see what it is that I want, emotions flood me and I think, I gotta have it. That's the Twinkie. I gotta have this thing. And then I find myself moving towards it without even thinking about it. That is what Dallas called impulsive will. That's impulsive will. And then I eat it, and afterwards I reflect on the fact that I've eaten it and I'm not real happy about it. That's reflective will. That's where reality predominates and I'm realizing the life in which I live, the vision of life. So the question is, what is my vision of life going to be going into this year? And I want to talk about three components of this. I've got three little reminders that I'll carry into this year to help me with it. You might think about what do you want to have characterize your vision of life? Not what resolutions are you going to try to carry out by willpower. What do I affirm about the nature of life together with God that will enable me to live and do what is good and sane and so? So here we go. Della says, one of the first things that I do regularly when I get up in the morning is I just simply affirm God is here. This is what is meant in the book of Proverbs, in Proverbs 3, when it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. That just means acknowledge his presence. That just means right here in this moment now, it's not just me and a camera. It's me and God and a camera. And God and I are here, and I'm asking for his help as we are talking with you. And so if God is here now, I don't ever have to be alone this year. I can always do whatever I'm doing together with God. And what this means then is that it will be terribly important where I place my mind. Again, the vision of life is God is always present. And then what that leads to is I can place my mind in the presence of God. It's a fascinating article by Ezra Klein. Pay attention to how you pay attention. And he quotes a philosopher at UC San Diego. Attention is not neutral. This is from a book called A Web of Our Own Making, The Nature of Digital Formation. It's so fascinating. We're talking about spiritual formation. This is a book about digital formation because the online world is forming us, whether we want it to or not. It is attention, that is the act by which we confer meaning on things and by which we discover that they are meaningful, the act through which we bind facts into cares. Because whatever it is that I pay deep attention to, it could be a baseball team, it could be the stock market, it could be my money, it could be this child, it could be my job, I come to care about. Where my attention goes, my care flows. And the invitation now is to keep bringing my attention back to God. God is now here. And just let that return over and over all through the day, all through this year. That's part of my vision for life. And then a second affirmation, the second part of my vision for life is God is able. And if God is able, that means I'm never hopeless, and I never have to be stuck. I'm never just on my own. And my reminder of this one, ironically, is a little mirror, because I look at that and I think about what Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 4. Outwardly, we are wasting away, and this little mirror reminds me of that. Sometimes Nancy is listening to Become New and sometimes watching it on her phone. She's in the bathroom in the morning. If I go in there, I just have to run out. I can't stand to have to listen to that voice or watch that face. But even though that's going on, outwardly we are wasting away. Inwardly we're being renewed. And this is really happening. And with all my faults and flaws, I'm experiencing this. I was with my friend Rico not too long ago, and he was saying that he's noticed something with me that where I used to kind of try to avoid or soften saying difficult things that are true about me, that there's more directness about that now. I lost my job. I got fired. I failed. I have fallen. And these are things that are just true about me. And strangely enough, there's freedom in it. I was talking to my sister a couple of weeks ago about my need to feel extraordinary. And she was just saying, you are ordinary. You are an ordinary person. And whereas years ago, that would have felt like an insult. It's like, oh man, there's just freedom in that. Early in our marriage, I would withdraw from Nancy in very painful episodes that would sometimes go on for days and days and were really cruel to her. And thank God that's not true in the same way anymore. I was talking to another friend who was telling me about a time that he was at something I was speaking at a few years ago, and he was asking about forgiveness with some of the events in life that have been difficult for me. And at the time, he said, I just stood there for like 2 minutes for a long time and then said, I don't know what to do with that word. And then at the right moment, God brought along a man named Ev Worthington and some very wonderful helps about forgiveness. And I no longer don't know what to do with that word. I still have a long ways to go to become a completely forgiving and gracious person, but I'm not where I was because God is able. Okay, so God is here. I forgot to tell you, this little candle right here is the reminder of that. Like the Spirit comes like fire at Pentecost, that little fire, that light, the lights come into the world. That reminds me. And then the mirror reminds me, God is able. And then one more affirmation of a vision of life for this year. God is good. It would not be helpful that God is here or that God is strong and able if it were not true that God is good. And God is so good that he came to earth in the person of Jesus, and he loves me. Loves me so much that I am his child. And so I will embrace that goodness this year. I can be grateful. I can celebrate from one moment to the next. I can gather together with friends because I know those relationships are more meaningful than anything else, and the family that I love, and be with them and love them and receive their love for me, even though I know many times it only comes through pity. I am pitiable, and yet I am loved, and that's good. I can learn, and I love to do that, and I love to do that together with you. I can enjoy the fact that God has given me a body and take it out to surf or to golf or to play tennis or have it play the piano, listen to music that makes me happy. And sometimes I can literally do what the psalmist says in Psalm 34, verse 8. And this also is a part of life. This is a part of the celebration to which I'm called. And this is the reminder of this one to me. God is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I hope and pray that this is a wonderful season, that this is a great year. Whatever's happening in your life, that this is a great year for you and God. So good.
Hey, at Become New, our whole aim is to help you grow in Christ spiritually, one day at a time, in both your understanding of who God is, but also in your actions, in the working out of your faith, in your daily habits, in your context. So that's why we create 10 minutes of teaching every weekday that's both biblically sound, but also psychologically rooted in the most recent research. John has his Master's of Divinity. He's also a PhD in clinical psychology. So you're gonna get 10 minutes of quality teaching completely for free every weekday that you can work out in your life all throughout that day. Now, I can tell you that if you tune in every day, whether on YouTube, our website, becomenew.com, or our podcast, and you start to put these things into practice every weekday, you will start to see a change in your character, in your faith, and in your discipleship to Jesus. That has been true for me, and I know it's been true for so many others that call Become New home. Thanks for tuning in. Hope to see you next time.